the lay leader for the celebration service. My name is Reverend William Green, and I welcome you here today. Special word of welcome to all our guests. And again, Conley, well done. There are so many people that need to be thanked, and we want all of you to be thanked who are part of Discovery Weekend. I'm grateful for a special friend of Polly and me who is here and came up from out of town. The Reverend Robert Cook is the pastor of Pauline Baptist Church in Four Oaks. He's also a counselor with Triangle Pastoral Counseling. And he drove all the way here today to be a part of our service. And he's seated right up here. If you'll just stand, give him a little hand clap. And to all our guests who are here, perhaps for the first time, welcome to the celebration service. In this service, there'll be an opportunity for renewal of baptism, and Reverend Emily Mills and myself will lead in that. We'll give you instructions concerning that when the time comes. But we want you to know that the same Spirit of God that swept upon the face of the deep when God called creation into being is here today. And that God's grace is made available to all persons, is already at work in all persons, and has called us here today to worship. And worship is the thanks that cannot be stopped. We want you to know that we're here to worship, and we thank you for your worship amongst us here in this place. We, at this time, are going to have just a few announcements from our dedicated and most loyal lay leader, Conley Simmons. Why don't we give him a little hand clap?
So I'm going to make this kind of short and sweet because we got so much to cover today. You guys can all grab the announcements off the table, but a couple things I want to highlight. First of all, you've heard from the Bolivia team, and she was Renee and Parker were telling you about the little M&M canisters that are, you know, they fit quarters. They also hold a nice tidy roll of $100 bills, I'm just saying. Today, there's going to be coffee with the pastor this afternoon, if you're interested. You can probably call Carl just about any time, but he loves these. Children's consignment sale, 25th year for that. Wow. And that's coming up, so check your bulletins and your messaging. The building to serve is getting to be like well underway here, and the March 19th is one of the dates for that, so mark that down. Last couple things here. There is no regular, as you know, MYF today, and there's no MYF next week. Instead, we will gather right after church so that you can get in home in time for that, some game, I don't know, whatever it is. And last but not least, actually, probably the most important, it has been my pleasure to develop a friendship with a man in this church who is one of the hardest working people that I know. And he is the hands and feet, one pair of the hands and one pair of the feet, for our outreach mission to Southeast Raleigh. This is Otis Hardy. And Otis, I think you have a message, a special one, for these guys, right?
Well, thank you very much. It's truly an honor to be able to come before you, because I have witnessed in this church your dedication and your service. I've seen young people do all kinds of service projects. I've seen people that work hard, you know, to uplift their friends. I've watched you in church. I've seen many of you grow up, and it was always a great honor to see you. So I thank you for that. But may I tell you a story, just a very simple story of what happened to me in this church. I was invited to the kindergarten class, and I went. And they, you know, the little kids were so kind to me, they put me in a little chair. And they put this little thing on top of my head and put a key around my neck, you know, and they brought little presents. They brought Pampers for the little kids in Southeast Raleigh. They brought all these little great things. That was an honor for me to witness that. So they invited me to lunch. Well, I can't turn down a hot dog or something. So I'm in the back of the line, I'm walking. And so the young man sit me in my seat, and he sit across from me. And he looked at me, and he says this to me. He said, "May I ask you a question, Mr. Otis?" I said, "Yes, sir." I said to myself, "Here it comes." So he says, "Why are you black?" I said, "Well, God needed a black face, and I volunteered." So the little kid, now this is what he said to me now. He said, "Interesting. And he went on back eating. But you know, it wasn't until later on I discovered this. It's always good to speak a kind word, plant a good seed in young people's lives. That child will always remember that even if he's 50 years old, he'll tell that story. And it was a story of elevation of himself, his pride, his understanding. So I think that we all have that responsibility to speak well of a child and to plant a good seed. And I would like for you to go on a fast, you know, just fast from negative thinking. Say something nice to your friends. Say something nice to people you don't even associate with. Say something nice to the person that you don't even like the bus driver or something, you know. Say something nice. Because that way, you're training yourself to be successful in life with people. God bless you and thank you very much.
Thank you.